The ice fishing season is coming to an end across the upper Midwest, but a court battle over the practice may last well into the summer. A state appeals court in Minnesota has found the shacks fishermen use to protect themselves from the elements are a private space protected by the Constitution from unwarranted searches. That leaves the state's conservation officers without an enforcement tool they've used for more than half a century. From Minnesota Public Radio, Jeff Horwich reports.
The snow drifts in circles over 2 feet of ice on Minnesota's Lake Mille Lacs. Each day, conservation officer Bruce Hall drives his ATV between the one-room shacks that dot the frozen surface of this lake.
Conservation officer. Looks like probably nobody's here because they got locked on the outside.
Ice shacks vary from simple canvas coverings to virtual cabins with satellite dishes and even running water. Hall makes plenty of friends out here, but he's not knocking on doors to make courtesy calls. He's looking for people breaking the rules, including leaving fishing lines in the water when they're not in the ice shack.
Here's a good situation where I would say my gut would tell me that there's probably lines down inside that house. Windows are all closed, it's locked from the outside. More often than not, if I would get into that house, there probably would be some lines down in there. That would be called unattended lines, be a violation. Prior to December, I could open that door and go in.
Prior to December, fishing in an ice shack was just as public as sitting outside on a folding chair. Officers would announce their presence with a quick knock, step through the door, and whatever they saw was fair game. Officials in ice fishing states like Wisconsin and North Dakota do exactly the same thing. But two recent court decisions have changed things in Minnesota. In one case, a conservation officer surprised two men smoking crack. In the other, a man was caught with fishing violations and marijuana in the shack. In both cases, lower courts and the State Court of Appeals found ice shack dwellers have a reasonable expectation of privacy under the Fourth Amendment. So for now, the surprise inspections have ended.
We have to have witnesses that are involved. It takes time to get search warrants. If you get search warrants or able to gain enough to get probable cause for search warrants, you have to find a judge available on weekends. It's almost nearly impossible to work it to your advantage these days.
So it's hard to detect any illegal activity, whether it's drugs or the much more common fishing violations Hall is really out here to spot. He's sure anglers have been flouting regulations more than at any time in his 7-year career. Word of the court decision spread quickly on the lake to anglers like Paul Levasseur, who welcomes it.
I don't like going fishing and having handcuffs on my hands when I'm fishing, and every time we catch a nice fish, we've got to go back.
To Levasseur and his family, the shack on Lake Mille Lacs feels much like his house, his car, or any other private space.
You know, you can hear somebody coming, but yeah, if it was a game warden, he could wait right at the door and wave at him through the window. Say, hi. But they can't come in, so that's fine with me.
Just next door, which on Mille Lacs means a few thousand yards down the ice, Marv Thorsten thinks the court decision is silly. He says he's sitting on public waters, going after public fish, and the state needs the tools to protect the resource.
I feel that if you're violating, you should get caught, whether the game warden can come in or not. That don't bother me, you know. They just didn't come in and rip the door open, you know, they always knock.
The issue is on appeal to the Minnesota Supreme Court. But state officials are beginning to plan for next year under the new restrictions, thinking of different ways to enforce their own rules. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Horwich on Minnesota's Lake Mille Lacs.